Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Riverina's 11:52, Triple M, Potsy and Leighton for your Monday morning. 1 week down of the block. We are loving it. Let's recap the first week. It feels like it's been with us for an eternity. Shelley Craft joins us this morning.
Hello.
Feels like it's been with you for an eternity.
What a night last night. I must admit, I did feel a little sorry for Clint and Hannah last night.
Oh, my heart was breaking. But boy, they showed some serious sportsmanship. And you wouldn't expect anything less from a professional sportsman like Clint. But Hannah was so strong supporting her man, which was beautiful. So, look, they are the rookies. They've never renovated before. They learned the hardest lesson of all in perhaps the most expensive way possible. But I think it's going to set them up to be that little bit stronger, more resilient, and, of course, a bit more cautious moving through the series. So, as I said, tough lesson, but good to get it over and done with.
Who do you reckon are the surprise package on this program this time round?
Oh, look, I think that they're all delivering us some surprises, I can tell you. I reckon Sticks and Wombat are actually going to really surprise the viewers with their, I guess, the maturity of their design as we go throughout the series. So keep your eye on them. They're good blokes, but they also have some really good ideas up their sleeves as well. Oh, look, Ronnie and Georgia are surprising me with with the way that they can bounce back from arguments the way they do. That's a surprise. And, oh, look, I'd say Jason and Sarah are surprising me just in how calm they are, and yet the pressure is on the whole time. So I think that attitude might bring them undone a little bit further down the track.
Of course, the big news last night was that the big bath, everyone had a comment about the big bath, but it won the bathroom.
Yeah, look, I was surprised because the bath was so gigantic. I think, you know, your water bills are going to be extraordinary. unless you do the whole family at once, maybe, just all get in there at the one time and get it done. But the fact that they did pinch some space from another room in the house, so we'll see how that plays out down the track as well. But it was a magnificent bathroom, and I think one that any future homeowner will really be proud of. They did a gorgeous job, and it was just spectacular. When you're actually standing in there, it felt like you were living in a day spa. It was beautiful.
Yeah, no, it does look spectacular. He knows his stuff, Josh, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He's a funny character. He's quite serious at the moment. I'm hoping he's going to lighten up in the weeks to come. He's just such a perfectionist. And he really wants his tradesmanship to show through because he's a great chippy. And he's there, you know, this house will be a showcase for him, I think.
All right, Shelley, what's on tonight? What do we start tonight and for the rest of the week on the block on Channel 9?
Oh, look, I'm hoping Scotty's gone easy on them. Just give them something nice to do. It was induction by fire, you know, the 48-hour challenge and then a bathroom. Hopefully he lets them breathe a little bit this week, but I don't think that's going to be the case at all. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights, we are there.
As we said at the start, it's only been with us a week, but it feels like it's been there forever.
Goes.
It's been a big week. It's been a big week. All right, Shelley, thank you for your time this morning. Another big week, another big night coming up on the block tonight on Channel 9. Thanks, Shelley. We'll talk to you soon.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.